On June 1st, 1980, Don Starkel and his sons Dana and Jeff set out on a quest to paddle their canoe from Canada to Brazil. Crazy? Yeah. Along their 12,000-mile journey, they experienced a major tropical storm and near execution by Honduran soldiers. And 19-year-old Dana, a budding musician who brought his guitar with him on the voyage, met a major rock star, quite unexpectedly. Here's Gary Wallach.
A little over 2 months and 1,000 miles into their world record journey, Don, Dana, and Jeff Starkel made it to Memphis, where they camped on a sandbar along the Mississippi River. Dana switched on their transistor radio.
And I heard some music, sounded like Queen, and they had a new album out called The Game.
Play the game. Everybody play the game.
The Game was Queen's 8th studio album. It would go on to sell over 6 million copies worldwide. 3 of the album's songs tore up the U.S. charts, including the band's all-time best-selling single, Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
The Game was a monster. Dana liked what he heard as he watched the Mississippi River roll by.
So then I hear they're going to be in Memphis that night at the Coliseum.
Gonna get you to Another One Bites the Dust.
I just started walking, and I think I had to walk almost like 7, 8, 9, 10 miles to get down there.
At that point, the Starkels had paddled an average of 30 miles a day on the Mississippi. But Dana was young, and he was determined. He arrived at Mid-South Coliseum just after the show had gotten underway.
I knocked on the front door, and there was a security guard there. And I said, I don't have tickets. I'm from Canada. I said, I'd just love to listen to the band. He goes, you know what? He says, not that busy tonight. Just go in. Grab a seat anywhere you want. I said, okay. And I was gone. So I went in, found a seat, watched the whole concert. I started thinking, would it be ever so cool if I could possibly meet these guys? And I just went walking in through the office, and within 10 seconds, I was backstage. Freddie Mercury came walking by, went into the dressing room. A few minutes later, Brian May came out, and then I struck up a conversation with him. And it was so incredible because, you know, Brian May was one of my guitar idols.
Dana says he talked with May for a half hour. They chatted about the things most guitarists do. And then Dana changed the subject.
I said, what do you think of this new album? And he really surprised me by saying he didn't really like it that much.
Open up your mind and let me step inside.
Dana walked the 8 or 9 or 10 miles back to the campsite. He told his dad and his brother about his conversation with Brian May. The next day, they paddled another 30 or 40 miles on the Mississippi, and Dana practiced on his guitar.
Play the game. Everybody play the game.
That's Only a Game's Gary Wallach talking to Dana Starkel. Dana lives with his family in Iowa, where he's a classical guitarist and music teacher.